the haven is expecting you.
Thank you. Bureau of Atomic Tourism, led by drummer Tuin Verbruggen, from their genre-busting album Second Law of Thermodynamics, a cover of the Hilmar Jensen song Megnemsa, here on Deep Threes. Moon shone down on us through these skylights to begin our set, the title track from the album by Lowercase Noises. Stavros Gasparatos tracked The Seven Deadly Sins for us in an album that's an adaptation of his original score for the dance production, Seven. We entered the dimension of Chaosmos, the single by Koji Kawai, and encountered Controller 8, as evoked by the clicks and beeps with jazzier sounds from Amatron 7, for the Anton Faye's Electro Clockwork Menagerie. The Swiss ensemble trio Heinz Ebert joined forces with the Francesco D'Amaiuta trio to be anything but neutral towards Mars with a Z from their Rubin album. And finally, the sun rose and caused a shadow repeat of the Noble Niche and the experimental sounds of Yu Miyashita. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. I hope you enjoyed the show just as much as I enjoyed bringing it to you. I leave you now to go beat the beast with Alpha Digital and the Invaders. You can always check out show archives and playlists on the web at d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia. We are diverse, independent, and yours.
This is Bird Note. Black-footed albatrosses are masters of the high seas and soar through the air, but their fate is threatened by trouble on land. At their nesting grounds in Midway Atoll in Hawaii, rising sea levels are washing away albatross nests and eggs. But over 3,000 miles away, a surprising rescue operation has been underway since 2021. On Isla Guadalupe in Mexico, Laysan albatrosses were nearly eradicated by feral cats before conservationists intervened in the 1980s. Their successful recovery created a new opportunity, says marine ecologist Julio Hernandez. He is leading an effort to relocate black-footed albatross eggs from Hawaii to the nests of Laysan foster parents in Mexico. But do they notice?
When they hatch, they all look the same, covered in soft gray plumage that helps camouflage chicks.
And when the chicks start showing their true colors...
By then, 4 or 5 months have passed, and there's so much love and care already invested. At that point, they don't care if the chick is black, white, or blue. That's their baby.
Julio says that the Laysan foster parents successfully fledged more than 100 chicks in the first 4 years of the program. After several years at sea, many of the young black-footed albatrosses are already returning to Isla Guadalupe, which may soon be home to two albatross species who were given a second chance. For Bird Note, I'm Lucina Melesio.